All right, check. Baby check, baby 1-2. How's this sound? Okay, good. Sounds good enough. Welcome back, y'all. It is 5:55 on Saturday night, and it has been at least 2 weeks, I think. I think I took off the Christmas, and I took off around New Year's. It's January 6th, Little Christmas, the Epiphany, King's Day. The first day of Mardi Gras. There's going to be a parade, not probably till 7 o'clock. So I might let some of the sound of the parade record. But I'm back. I had a crazy day today. I started yelling at Mr. Ed's, the owner of Mr. Ed's. But I'm buddies with his brother. I didn't know they were the two dudes, and I don't feel very happy about myself later in the day, but at the time, it was pretty funny. Well, I mean, it was, I told him that he looked like, I told him he looked like my friend's fat dad, and then when he came back, he said, he said he looked like my fat friend's dad, and I said, no, I said, you look like my friend's fat dad. So, anyways, I went over and I helped clean up my girlfriend's place from Christmas. This is the day that they take the Christmas trees down and the first day of king cakes. This is the first day in New Orleans you're allowed to eat the king cake. And we had a really good one from the West Bank. I think it's called Antoine's on the West Bank. It was like fresh, like right out the... You know, it was still warm. The icing was still melting. It was delicious. We got really lucky. And then I think it's a marching parade tonight, Joan of Arc. And then Mardi Gras season's up and going. And Mardi Gras Day is February 13th, which is like 7 weeks from now. Excuse me, probably less than that. Probably 5 weeks from now. Mardi Gras Day. So... And the Saints got a home game. They play the Falcons tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon. So, was Atlanta people in town, but not... Didn't seem like it's a whole lot. Didn't seem like it's a busy weekend, despite being a home game. But anyways, I have no idea which chapter I have not yet put out there. I think there's at least one or two, maybe three. I'm not too sure. And I'm not too sure if I'm gonna have my poems. I didn't publish it at before the end of the year, and I lost some momentum. I'm not exactly sure, and it might be part of me not understanding some of the current events. Holy shit! Hold on a second. Speaking of current events, okay. They said on. TikTok is a crazy thing, right? I like it. And I have no idea if this is real or not. But they were saying that this mall, the kids in this mall, some of the kids, and this could be complete bullshit, but the one TikTok I saw, it was a graffiti artist. But I don't know why the guy didn't show an actual video. Nobody's got videos of this. Up close, they do from a little further away. But they said there were like 10-foot-tall aliens running in this mall. But another guy said that the kids, there was like a million cops at the mall at 9:30 at night, and nobody understood why there were so many damn cops. And they said there was kids with sticks and fireworks. But one guy said, who claimed to have been there, said he saw the kids holding what looked like a DVD player. And that DVD player turned into a portal, and these aliens came through the portal. And that may be what they're calling the fireworks. What a crazy. And then some other shit, an earthquake in New York, which I think that might be the aliens too. So look, this might be some of the last recordings that I can do here on this podcast before the aliens come in. But then that makes me think, like, of all of these different girls that we've gone through, what episode are we on? All of these girls I went on the dates with, like, were any of them aliens? You know, like, I didn't, one girl that stands out that I didn't write about, her last name was Savage. She was every inch of her last name. The first time she kissed me, her face touched my face, and I swear it felt like she had a beard. But she was a full woman. Like, I'm almost positive there were no masculine, because we had a lot of sex. But she was like a whole nother breed. She was like a whole nother breed of person. Okay, so this would be podcast 15. I'm gonna publish podcast 15 tonight. I'm 6 minutes in on this introduction. It's the longest I've talked. So, like I said, it's been a couple of weeks, and I welcome y'all back. I'm going to shut up and get the first, and go find which chapter I have not yet put up, and hope y'all enjoy. Peace.
Chapter 9, McDonald's Kitty. When you really about it, don't say shit. Mac Miller. Certain phrases used by past flings haunt me each day, but mostly at night. I sleep better after jerking off, and if I start thinking about one of these young ladies and don't jerk off, I won't fall asleep. I'm hooked on the snapshots I retain and can use those as jump-off points to start the next fantasy. I've been shape-shifting dozens of young ladies, stringing together memories into one clip capable of getting me off. Every time I think about the casino Laura asking me, "Are you going to feed it to me?" I feel guilty for not writing down the scene. I favorited her profile because she seemed down to earth, a UNLV hotel college senior and possibly on the soccer team. She moved to Vegas from Washington State, loved her car and a new puppy. Her parents had some friends that built Vegas way back in the 60s. They employed her part-time to help watch their houses and pets, but she wanted a real job. Her family owned an Indian casino, which she had no plans to run. She wanted to do her own thing. We texted off and on for about a month before meeting for dinner. It started cute and friendly, casual back and forth, mild flirting, but mostly staying in touch. She mentioned studying for finals, then going home to see her family for the holidays, and I offered to bring her to the airport if she needed a ride. She thanked me and said she'd let me know as we got closer, but had asked her roommate already. I'm not sure if that simple gesture clinched it, or she was lonely for Christmas, but shortly afterward, the naked pictures came in a flurry. I couldn't believe how open she was sending whole body nudes minus her face, but holy shit. I didn't reciprocate with the naked stuff. I know I'm not much fun of a sexting partner. I never know exactly the best way to respond. "Wow, that's hella sexy. Do you want to come over?" is where I'm at in this life. There's no way my simple replies reflected the level of effort she put into the pics and videos, and I'm lucky she kept sending them. It worked because each time, they made me hard and kept me wanting her to come over. She lived close, which was lucky for us both. Our first and only dinner date was at the barbecue joint inside Red Rock Casino. The place was packed during a playoff game, and I made some bets, so we grabbed the only table available in the corner against the wall. She listened while I explained the bets without making it obvious she didn't care, even asked a few questions, and cheered when my bet started winning. I pulled out my vape pen, and she pulled out hers, and we hung out. I don't know many Native American women, but I was drawn to her long, beautiful, thick black hair, adorable dimples, and soft-spoken demeanor. Even though her family owned a casino, she worked at McDonald's in high school and joked that's why she was sensually plump. She vowed to never eat there again, and I don't blame her. I liked when she'd come over, lay on my couch, and play with my puppies. Then she'd find a Netflix show and ask me to bring them upstairs. When I got back down to the couch, her pants were off, and she was fingering herself and reaching out for me. She loved watching porn, preferring older guys with younger girls, and always carried a bunny vibrator in her purse to use in the restroom between classes. Right before the entrees came on that first date, she calmly mentioned that she had an IUD. I don't know any other way to hear that news without getting hard. I had to shift in my seat and stretch my jeans.
Okay. That was actually one of the funniest jokes that I told in my stand-up. I did a stand-up comedy class in Vegas and a showcase at the Jackpot Lounge, like on South Decatur or some shit, South Rainbow, South Jones, one of those. And it was something like, I can't hear IUD without getting hard, but, man, you hear some traffic outside. Yeah. This girl, I remember her real name, and I definitely think about her from time to time. She was not the sexiest. She was a little heavy. She was a little weight, worked at McDonald's. I don't know if I mentioned that in there. But, and I forgot in the intro, it's 2024. We're Happy New Year's, everybody. Merry Christmas, etc. Welcome to 2024. So, anyways, I'll get back to it. This won't be, this is a very short chapter that I often think about if I do a second edition of this book, but maybe beefing up, no pun intended, but some of these chapters that are a little shorter, like this one, and The Girl in New Orleans. But anyways, enjoy, take care. I'm probably not going to come back on. I'm probably not going to put any more poems because I'm pretty sure I put all of those out there already. So anyways, peace.
It's because my dick was rubbing against the zipper. She noticed I was blushing and then her cheeks lit up. So we talked about what we liked about sex. She was kind of thick and didn't like taking off her shirt when riding me or laying in bed. I felt bad that she felt so self-conscious and tried to ease the mood by sucking on her nipples, and eventually she'd take off her top. Her skin was very pale, with several random tattoos spaced out on her body. Early on, she asked me to choke her during sex, which scared me at first, but realized she came fast when I grabbed her throat just right. I don't get the thrill. I'd rather slap her thick ass, but I was overly cautious because my hands are big and strong. I can't get into it for long. None of this would have been possible without the consistent flow of Nisigara. There's no way I could have kept up with her or any of these young ladies without help. I bought most of them after clicking on a spam email that sent me to a Canadian online pharmacy. I searched the menu and selected what I was familiar with, entered a credit card that was nearly maxed to minimize the risk, and hit submit. Sometimes it would take several weeks or months, and sometimes it would only take days for the pills to show up in discreet brown paper packages. She drove a newer model white Volkswagen Bug, and a previous girlfriend drove an older model red Bug, which my neighbor's little kid noticed one morning. For some reason, every time I'd leave or come back home, I'd see the neighbors across the street doing the same. It was very rare that I'd open the garage door to leave or make the corner turn coming home and not see them. It happened at my other Vegas house, as if we shared a common schedule. On one of these mornings, the young man noticed the same car and yelled to me from across the street, "Did your girlfriend move back in, Mr. Tommy?" During the time I was fucking around with Casino Laura, I was also kind of fucking around with Paris, but was trying to restart seeing my favorite ex, the supercomer. At some point, I needed to bump Laura to third place, and I told her she couldn't come over because I was fucking someone else. I tried being as cool as possible with the news, and she was gracious about it. From the list of older guys liking her post on LinkedIn, I guessed she had someone else to fuck too. She was cool with taking a break and suggested we use condoms, but it was the cheating part that mattered. As I listened to her offering her body for me to take out my frustrations, I wondered how much of a mistake I was making. But maybe she already knew I'd fail in chasing a woman who didn't want me back and was giving me options to fall back on. I'm the luckiest dude I know, despite doing dumb shit. And so damn grateful she understood, because I was begging her to come over less than 2 weeks later. I flew to San Diego to see the puppy's mom for a couple nights, then drove to Vegas for one night, and that was it. The supercomer and I split for good on a Tuesday night in March, so I was texting Laura at 9:30 asking how she'd been. She recognized my desperation, and I could sense that she was busy or tied up and assumed she was with another guy. When she finally showed up, I could see that she'd come straight from the gym. Her hair was a sweaty mess, and I offered some water. Her spin class started late, and she was sorry for not replying sooner. She couldn't sleep over because she needed to let her puppy out, but asked if she could take a shower before I could suggest it. I brought her upstairs, turned on the shower, and started taking off her sweaty workout clothes. I washed and massaged her whole body, welcoming her back and thanking her for coming over. She started biting my ear before finally whispering, "You must be single again." I figured my actions spoke for themselves, said yes, and hoped she wasn't too pissed at me. She wasn't upset, and we kissed in the shower for a long time, ignoring the water bill. I remember feeling empty yet special at the same moment. My girl was gone, but the girl I was about to be inside was glad to be back.